Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Voices Carry for Animals, number 412 shows and counting this evening. This is so wonderful. This radio platform brings us all together, and thank you all for joining in, tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the show. Keep coming back, and if you want to call in and speak out for the animals or speak to the guests, that's perfectly fine. Just try to refrain from any noises in the background. Any radios, TVs, and conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board. Because the more of us, it is strength in numbers, Mama Cat. And I know she's tuning in. I hope she presses the one. But anyway, my name is Debbie Dahmer, a.k.a. Mama Bear. I am the producer and host for Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, coming to you live every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listening worldwide, everyone. I will be taking calls later in the show, and that number is the same every Thursday. So if you want to log it in your contacts under Voices Carry for Animals, and that number is area code 310-982-4270. You'll be in the queue. If you want to speak, just press the 1 and alert me that you're coming, you want to come on air, okay? We're going to have another great show this evening. All these amazing guests that have come on, very informative, and the callers, and all you listeners out there, thank you for all your support. The new listeners on the board, welcome aboard, and all the returning listeners, thank you for all of your support, because the animals, they don't have a voice. They're defenseless, they're helpless, they're voiceless. So we have to be there for them and help them get better lives and futures that they so well deserve. So, you know, changes don't happen on its own, and take that action is the key. We can have all these listeners, but if we don't take action, we're only blowing out steam, okay? So let's see the changes, let's see the victories come, better lives and futures for the animals. I do have a great announcement this evening. On Tuesday, September 26th at 1 to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern, I am invited to be interviewed on All About Animals Radio with Erica Salvamino and Armini, and she is awesome. And so it'll be pre-recorded, and then it'll be put on YouTube, okay? And that's All About Animals Radio, 1 o'clock. To 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And so I'm really looking forward to everyone. A big shout out to Gary Bowden. He's the producer. We're a great team together of All About Animals Radio. Check him out on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and Instagram, Spotify. They have a YouTube channel you can subscribe to. But I can't wait, and once I do get it, I will be blasting it everywhere. So I hope you all get to tune in, or at least go back and listen to the archive show on YouTube. And that's All About Animals Radio coming this coming Tuesday, everyone. So I'm all excited, and it's going to make it happen. We're going to be rocking the airways, myself and Erica. But we got another great show this evening with Gina Patolo, and she's one of the core team members for Laws for Paws on Facebook. And it's a group, and they're out there working hard, everyone, out there for the animals. And our topics this evening will be in the animal testing at Wayne State University and the House bill to stop it. Update on current animal cruelty cases in Michigan. And everyone out there, this show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette online. And that's www.ppjg.me. You could, at the bottom of the promo, you can share, or you can go back to listen to any of the archive shows. Just on the right-hand column, search Voices Carry for Animals, or you can put my name in, Debbie Dahmer, D-A-H-M-E-R, and the links will wait a minute to download, and it will play. Listen and share 24/7, and also on Blog Talk Radio, you could follow these podcasts and go under where the logo is and press follow, give them your email address. And every time that there's a live broadcast coming up, it will alert you in your primary email. It is awesome. And also on the PPJ Gazette, if you want to follow that, put your email at, press follow, put your email address, and also you'll get an alert when the next show is coming up. But we're going to get started here and going to bring my guest on, Gina Patolo. And she is out there rocking the animals world and coming on the show again. Gina, welcome back. This is such an honor.
Oh,
I love this.
We're so thrilled to be a part of your show. Thank you so much for what you do. We listen to you every week, and we absolutely love it, and we appreciate it. I mean, what you do is so important, giving us this platform to network and reach out with other people and get people involved and get people motivated to make some change. We appreciate you so much, Mama Bear.
Hey, it's always my pleasure. You know, we're all team. Once you get into the Voices Care for Animals, you're part family and always welcome back, okay? So there's no limits.
That's
and coming in 2024, we're going to bring you on again and again and again. So look forward to it.
Great.
This is a great platform here. I love it. You know, it brings all of us together. I've come close to so many. I mean, the guests and the listeners and working together. I mean, it's amazing what's going on here. But Gina, you want to? First of all, I want to give a shout out to all the Laws for Paws group on Facebook. Check them out. Ask to join. the more coming in, the better, the more members. Because I know I did on Voices Carry for Animal Support Group, hey, we want all you guys to be active in there and help the animals out. Because if you just join and leave, that doesn't do no good. So we want you to stay and help out as much as you can, just like Laws for Paws. You know, don't disappear. Yeah. Because there's so much you could do. But go ahead, Gina. Let the listeners got started with this. And you're in Michigan, and all you're doing, you and Brenda and all of you, it's amazing. But go ahead and tell the audience a little bit about yourself, okay, and how you got started.
Yeah, yeah. I love that, what you said about thanking our team, because, I mean, even if you're just sharing and liking and spreading awareness, it means so much. Because what Laws for Paws wants to do eventually is change the legislation. We want to make it a better world for our animals because the cruelty cases are out of control. And a lot of the times the news will cover them, but it doesn't cover the sentences, how weak the sentences are, and the need for us to change the legislation, the need for us to change the laws. So that's the heart of our group as far as bringing awareness, getting the public engaged and informed on what's going on, because it is the right of the public to scrutinize the judicial process. We want change, and we have every right to do whatever it takes within the law to see that these necessary changes are seen through to fruition. And thank goodness for our First Amendment rights, but even if you could just share and like, that means the world, you know, spreading awareness. And then if you can join us, you know, we're here in Michigan, we follow these cases, and if you could show up to a court date, because we show up in these courtrooms wearing our Laws for Paws gear, and we're showing up on behalf of the animals, because we want to show the judges, the prosecutors, everybody involved, including the public, that we want change. And it's the time to change is now, because we've had enough. I mean, every time that I you know, come on the show, it's like we actively have about a dozen cases on deck. And this is just in Michigan. So no matter where you are in the United States, you know, make a change. Show up to these court cases. Pay attention to the news, because they rarely, rarely show how weak these sentences are and how badly we need to make a change. So we're basically holding our judicial system accountable as far as we need to, you know, change these sentences and everything that happens there. And I know that, like, the defendants are all innocent until proven guilty, until a court of law. I always need to say that disclaimer so that I don't personally get in trouble. And I like to use the word allegedly, but it's just to cover my own hiney here. But diving right in, though, before we hit the cases, we did get a chance to participate in the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. They held a demonstration, and this demonstration was at the Wayne State University campus in Detroit. And the reason why this particular demonstration was so important, because these demonstrations have been going on for years, and I'm talking decades, that we've been trying to get the animal testing to stop. Well, this Wayne State campus just got a new president, and it's President Epsi. And on her first day, that was the day of our demonstration. And luckily, we have a legislator on our side, Representative Matt Colazar. He introduced House Bill 4849, which would outlaw these experiments. And the name of the House bill is Queenie's Law. So these experiments are absolutely scientifically useless. They're cruel experiments, and they have been ongoing since 1991. So countless dogs have suffered and died, and there have been no medical advancements that have resulted from this quote-unquote research. So it's time to put a stop to it. It's absolutely disgusting. And another contact that, you know, is a good one for our listeners to reach out to is Ryan Merkley. If you want to give him a buzz and find out how you could stop, you know, animal testing in your area, or if you're in our area, the phone number is 202-527-7339. And you can also visit, 7336. I'm so sorry. And the website is queenieslaw.org. So queenieslaw.org. That'll take you right to the website. And that was made in memory of a dog who had died at Wayne State. So just to give you a picture of what had happened on that day of our demonstration, 104,423 petitions were hand-delivered the day of our demonstration. It was so visually impactful. So many file boxes, like they had dollies, like everybody was holding these file boxes, and we dropped them off at her office. And luckily, you know, we had the Metro Times, we had the Detroit News, we had Fox 2 News. So this was covered by the news, which is great. I mean, you always want to make friends with your news in your area in order to network it and reach the audience and get people knowing and aware of what's going on. But going back to the experiments, they're completely dead end and they're inhumane. And since they've been going on since 1991, the lead experimenter has wasted more than $17 million in public funds. I'm sorry, but Michigan, we got Detroit, we got Flint. We need our taxpayer money to go to better things rather than killing animals. This is 32 years
exactly.
that this has been happening right here on a college campus, right in front of our eyes. And then so you can know exactly the nature of these experiments, they are heart failure and hypertension. So they surgically implant devices, catheters, wires, cables into these healthy dogs. And every dog that manages to survive the initial surgeries will die during the experiment. So there's no survivors. The experiments always end in the death of a healthy, innocent dog. So it's so sick. And then these implanted devices, they force their hearts to beat at 2 to 3 times the normal rate while forcing them to run on treadmills. And that to me, like that's a fate worse than hell. I mean, like it's awful to like have a strain put on your heart after surgery, having to run on these treadmills until your death. Because they use each dog until their body gives out or the device breaks or the device malfunctions. And per the public records, so many of these dogs have been killed because the devices cause severe internal bleeding. Like these devices are garbage. And it's so sad that some struggle to breathe and are suffocated due to just the blood being collected around their lungs. So if you want to, you know, get more research on this, you could definitely go to enddogexperiments.org. That's another website there, queenieslaw.org. And that you know, is going to work to protect dogs and cats from these experiments because I believe cats are also involved at the Wayne State campus. There's a template that you could fill out on, you know, these websites, and it'll contact your state representative. And I'm not sure if it's Michigan or I would assume it's Michigan, I think. But the bill is HB 4849. So that's huge. I mean, I feel like we were so grateful to be a part of such a striking movement. And, you know, we definitely want to stop these dog experiments because they happen everywhere. And if you keep an eye out, find where it is in your town, your universities, and put your voice out and put a stop to it because it's so sad. I mean, it's just heart-wrenching.
Oh, yeah, all these horrific stories, and there's no excuse for it, Gina, a zero. I mean, these animals do not deserve this kind of horrific treatment. I mean, what excuses can they get by with, and then they get a slap on the wrist, and it's like, what is going on here? That animal did not get a slap on the wrist when they got hurt or killed. You know, something's got to give. We all have to push harder, everyone, to get those tougher laws. And get this is going on 2024, and some of the laws have not been changed. We need changes made bad in every state. And please call, you know, get involved and do what you can. And like you said, Gina, every effort counts. Press that share, you know, inform your neighbors and your friends and your family members, your coworkers, you know, get the word out there and see if they can help because we the people have power in numbers if we have enough of us, okay? So we just don't want a handful and then be spinning our wheels. We don't want that because the longer that takes, the longer the animals suffer and possibly death, everyone. So it's time to get up on board, step up to the plate, and lend us a hand, right, Gina? Because that's what we need. Power and numbers, strength in numbers. Your voices matter. Your actions matter. You know, talk to your state representatives. We vote them in and we vote them out. And it's very important because they are the big dogs. We can't do they, you know, we can talk all we want to. We can be all talk, no action, but we want to be less talk, more action, and communicate with them, you know, with dignity and respect when we contact them, and get your point across. Because in right now, for 2024 legislation, you can be a creator of a law for the animals, and it's not that hard. I'm a creator one right now. I'm trying to get back into legislation. It's got to go through draft first and then get approved. And then in 2024, then if it gets approved, it'll go in for a vote. So it's very simple to do, everyone. Yeah. Just contact your state representatives. And this is a nationwide number here, area code 202-224-3121. And during business hours, Monday through Friday, ask to speak to your state representative or your senator, and you're most likely you won't get to speak to them. Ask to speak to the legislative aide or assistant, and then we can tell them, hey, I want to be a creator, author of a law, and then go from there. You're going to have to ask for a constituent bill proposal form, and it's going to be in a timely manner, so you can't take, you know, 6 months to a year on it unless you want it in the year after. And then ask them to send it by email or mail, filled out as quickly as you can, get it back, and keep following up on it. And then once it gets into the draft, gets approved, it'll get a bill number, and then, hey, you're on a roll, right, Gina? I mean, that's how easy it is. It's not that hard.
Amazing, yeah. But it is, yes, a marathon. It's not a sprint. You know, it takes some,
yep,
time, as we know.
Yes, it does. It,
yeah,
takes time. It takes a year,
it,
but don't give up.
When the community comes in. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if
don't
it's all right
up.
With you, I'd like to touch on it. I'd like to touch on some of these cases, because these cases, I feel like it's really important to bring the nature of these cases out to the public. I want to drop the names that are in court hearings. And, of course, it's all allegedly, and they're innocent until proven guilty. But I feel like it's really important to know what's going on in your neighborhood. So if it's all right with you, I'd like to touch on a few cases. I know that,
yes, definitely,
we're going to be taking some calls soon. But so the first one that I want to talk about, and this is shocking, and I want to give a trigger warning that, you know, if you're sensitive to sexual crimes, this is involving sexual crimes and a dog. This is bestiality, and this is the most disgusting thing that I've ever heard. Like, I've never heard of a case like this. I've never heard of the bestiality. So the case is involving Brittany McClure. She has her competency hearing coming up on Monday, December 11th at 8:30 a.m., and that's in Taylor, Michigan. She's 30 years old and allegedly performed sex acts with her dog, Max. She was caught by an ex-boyfriend who witnessed her on video surveillance footage from inside the home. So she's got two counts right now, sodomy, which is a felony. So sodomy right there, I want to vomit. And the count two is animal cruelty to one animal, which is a misdemeanor. And the video evidence shows her allegedly performing fellatio on Max and her attempts to get him to reciprocate. And the most disgusting part about this is the sounds of her calling him a good boy. How sick and twisted.
Whoa.
She's calling him a good boy. And he's currently, so the ex-boyfriend left her, and currently the dog is in the care of the ex-boyfriend. She has since admitting to having this fetish. So she faces 15 years in prison if found guilty of the sodomy, and up to 93 days in jail, $1,000 fine, 200 hours of community service, or any combination of the penalties if found guilty. And currently her bond is at $100,000. I mean, to me, this case is absolutely heinous. Like, it is gut-wrenching. It flips your stomach. Like, when you think of cruelty, like, very rarely does it go in this direction. So I want this case out there. I want better laws. I want more harsher sentences. And the fact that she admitted it, I want to see what kind of sentence this girl gets, because I'm sorry. I want her to go down, like I do. And but that's just, you know, me personally. So, I mean, that is just beyond sick. It's beyond
that
twisted.
It's very
it's,
sick. There's, oh, there's no excuse for it. I mean, whoa, these poor animals,
yeah.
they don't stand a chance. Okay, they can't
yeah.
fight back. They can't. They're defenseless. So
yeah.
we have
and,
to
and
do something.
For this,
and thank goodness
for the videos, because so many of these cases, there's video evidence. So, I mean, I'm grateful for the fact that there are video evidence to be used against this heinous person, and she deserves not only to be behind bars, definitely, but away from any other animal that she can ever do this to again. Absolutely. But moving on to the next case.
Oh,
yeah,
whoa.
Absolutely.
Yeah, keep me informed because, what's going on here? There's no excuses for it. Zero. You know,
no,
you hate to hear, oh, I had a bad day. I got a fight with my spouse or my boyfriend or girlfriend. I lost my job. None of them are acceptable excuses. I mean, what are they thinking? You know, then you hear, oh, they had a temper tantrum. Well, we're not going to accept temper tantrums, okay? It's not acceptable.
Yeah.
They have to control
yeah.
it because, you know, what this woman is, what she did, she's sick. She needs help, okay? Bad.
Yeah.
And
away
you know,
from any animals. Let her get her help away
right.
from animals and,
that's right.
you know, so that she's not a danger. Like, that's so sick.
Mm.
Yeah. And then you have people like Jacob Casper, which he was finally sentenced. He was sentenced on September 11th. And we talked about this case on your show before. He had the dog named Ghost who was buried alive, and the neighbors
yes.
had saw his snout sticking out from the ground. And despite, you know, their efforts to save him, they were unable to. When he actually went to court for his sentencing, we had laws for pause in the house, and he showed no remorse. Ghost the dog had hyperthermia, visible ulcers, paralysis. Judge Slavens ordered 30 days in the Wayne County Jail with 2 days credit for time served. So, I mean, the fact that this person actually got jail time, like we're grasping at straws here, because all of the cases that we've covered, this is like the first one where we've seen somebody actually have to do jail time. So, I mean, that's a very small win, but I always talk about celebrating the small wins. I mean, even though it's a very short, not appropriate sentence, you know, at least he's going to jail. They also ordered a complete psychological evaluation. They want him to undergo his treatment for severe mental illness. But unfortunately, the defense asked for and was granted HYTA, probation, H-Y-T-A, meaning the felony will disappear from the permanent record if he completes his probation without incident. And the judge also ordered that he complete his GED or equivalent. They sentenced that he needs to work 30 hours per week after the jail time, and then probation for 35 months. So when the defense had asked if Casper could have some time to get his affairs in order at that court date, the judge said no, and he was taken immediately to serve his jail sentence. So that in itself was very, it was a good thing that it was a small win. Yeah, the fact that he had to go to jail, we got to see him go to jail. He couldn't get his affairs in order. He deserves so much worse than 30 days for burying a dog alive, resulting in the dog's death. But it was a small win that the judge actually put him behind bars where he belongs. Absolutely. Mm. So,
that's sad,
yeah,
isn't it? I mean, there's so many sad stories out there. It's like, how could they do that? I mean, it takes nothing to be kind to an
yeah.
animal or human. Zero. I mean, what is going on? What kind of world do we live in? We're not going to accept this kind of behavior at all. It's animal cruelty front lines and in the first degree. You know, that dog got buried
yeah.
alive. He didn't stand a chance. That is so sad. I mean,
That's a nightmare. That's like everybody's worst fear. That's like a classic worst fear, to be buried alive. Like, it's horrific. It's absolutely horrific and cruel. It's like beyond cruelty to be buried alive. Like, it's so disturbing. It's so disturbing and so heinous. And I'm glad that he's being behind bars. And who knows, maybe he'll mess up behind bars and he'll just stay there. I mean, that's what I'm hoping for. I want him to stay behind bars, away from society, away from anybody else, where he can continue to do this disgusting, disgusting behavior. Absolutely horrible.
Mm. Yeah, you just think, I mean, there'd be embarrassment on top of that, you know, what their crimes they committed. We have to have laws. We have to have new laws updated. We're headed to the, you know, 22nd century. And a lot of these issues and there's we need to focus on them is coming from the 20th century. The same problems over and over. It's like a vicious cycle, a revolving door that doesn't stop. You know, so something's got to give here because, you know, what is going on out there with humanity? You know, we got to come closer and work together. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And I'm glad you said that because our laws here in Michigan, aren't they from the 1930s?
Yes.
They're from the 1930s. So our animal cruelty laws here in Michigan and wherever you are in the United States, let me know what your animal cruelty laws were from because ours are from the 1930s, and we all know it was a different world back then. They need to be updated. It's overdue, and that's what Laws for Paws fights for. Absolutely.
I can't believe that. 1930. And look how many changes. And the crime didn't go down. The abuse didn't go down. You know, we have to get some changes made here because if not, you know, so these abusers will think, oh, that's a slap in the wrist, and here we come with a repeated offender. Once they commit that, they should never be allowed to own a pet again, ever in their life because, you know, our pets at home, you know, they're unconditional love, and we want to give them a great home to live in and care for them, attention. You know, their food or water, you know, you can take them to the vets when needed. And they love that.
Yeah.
And these ones that get abused and neglected, it's sickening. How can somebody fall that low and to, you know, attack an innocent, defenseless, helpless, and voiceless animal is beyond me. There's no, I mean, I can't think of one reason for it. Nothing, Gina, because they don't deserve it. They deserve better lives and futures. And everyone, we got to do something about these laws because I know if it's in Michigan, there's a lot more like that, a probably majority that hasn't been, you know, updated since then. And those people in 1930, you know, that is a long time ago. I mean, it's not like it was right around the corner. And look at how much crime's going on. You know, if you look at it and the animal abuse and all that. Oh, my goodness. It's terrible.
Yeah, and, you know, some laws have been updated, and that's what we're working for. But we do have a brand new case. This one that just hit our desk here was Anthony Jackson. He's 53. He's from Flint. He's facing two felony counts. He had three-year-old siblings, bull mastiffs, and their names were Papa Black and Mama Blue. And when I read the article, it didn't hit me as bad as when I saw these photos. And I know that, like, your listeners are listening, and, I mean, I'm trying to think of the way that I could just describe the way that these paws looked. Because you think of, like, an abnormality. I mean, they looked like knotty tree stumps. They looked like just severely, severely boxing gloves. Like, they didn't even look like paws anymore. Like, if you saw a picture of the paw, you would not even recognize the fact that it was a paw. So this happened to these dogs, all four of their paws, after he had abandoned them in horrible, hazardous, dangerous conditions for over 1 year. So they all faced severe infections on all four paws, and these type of infections are super painful. It's been described like is pins going through their paw pads. Their veterinarian recommended immediate treatment, and Jackson had refused, stating that he would find a home remedy instead. Well, this all happened. The house fire happened in 2022. So there was a house fire. And the insurance provided Jackson a hotel room. But he left his dogs alone for over 1 year before a neighbor notified animal control. And you couldn't even see these dogs over the tall grass in the backyard. Like, you couldn't see them. So they had burned rubble, and then they had, like, the horrible overgrown grass. And the animal control and sheriff deputies had asked Jackson to surrender these dogs 3 times just to get them life-saving care, but he kept refusing. And at that point, they're doing everything they can. They're asking him to surrender his dogs, and he's not. And that's another thing that when I talk about protect my pet, that's automatic forfeiture process. That's why we need to vote in protect my pet come 2024 so that we can have automatic forfeiture proceedings happening for dogs like these two, like Papa Black and Mama Blue. He finally decided to give up custody once the sheriff obtained the arrest warrant for him. So once they had the arrest warrants for him, that's when he was like, okay, you can have my dogs. And by then it was too late because of the advanced illness and the severity of the deformed paws that they had had. And I know that I've talked to you about Sheriff Swanson. Sheriff Swanson is the sheriff in Flint. He's amazing. He's an amazing guy. He cares deeply about animals. He's a great resource in Flint in Michigan. He's quoted by saying that there was no other fix than to have each leg amputated, and this is a disaster that could have been prevented. So I guess that wasn't able to happen. So they had a grateful end-of-life collection, and that provided a full steak dinner for these dogs to have their last meal, and eventually they were humanely euthanized and cremated. But that is directly the fault. They had to be cremated and humanely put down was 100, in my opinion, allegedly 100% Anthony Jackson's direct doing. I mean, you don't do that. You don't have a house burned down and just cart off to a hotel and just leave your dogs there to survive on their own for 1 year. I don't even know how they survive. I don't know how they made it.
That is so.
But the photos are one of those things that it's like I read the article and I didn't understand until I saw the photo. And that's one of those things that it's hard to put over radio, because until you see the abuse, like, you then you realize how heinous this man is that did this, in my humble opinion.
A year away. And they're lucky to be alive in that time. You know, what excuses is that? So mind-blowing. You know, that's...
Absolutely.
There's no, I mean... Oh, a whole year just locked in there by themselves and, you know, no help.
Yeah.
Because they rely on us for their food and their water and care and stuff like that. They can't make it in a house by themselves and expect to be totally healthy. They're going to, this is so terrible. I mean, these cases you're telling me about, there's no excuses for it. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's,
well, We're going to update. We're going to update on their sentencing. We're going to update on the sentencing, and that's going to let everybody know exactly why we need to change what we need to change. I mean, this needs to stop. And I mean, like, I have a dozen right in front of me. Like, the next one is Casey Autry Kidd. And this is another dogfighting case. Go figure, Detroit, another dogfighting case. 8 dogs were found in the backyard with severe injuries and scars, and 6 dogs were found starved to death and decomposing. So you have 8 dogs that are in horrible condition, and you have 6 dogs that are starved to death. And this, allegedly, Casey is, you know, making money off this. Like, he's making money off of his dog fighting ring. So he is just putting these animals to death, you know, and letting it, it's just absolutely horrible. So his court date is going to be October 2nd, and that's going to be in Flint. And he had a felony arrest warrant issued, and he is he's a habitual offender, of course, and he's got a disturbing criminal history, so he's got a rap sheet. But right now his charge is, animals abandoning cruelty from 4 to 10 animals. And then here's the cincher about this case, is that 2 dogs that were found alive that were, you know, had the injuries and scars were actually chipped. And they had been gone for 3 weeks. So the plus side is that these 2 dogs that were chipped Their owners were found, and they were reunited with their owners. But it just goes to show the suspected that he stole these, he dognapped, you know, to use these animals in his fighting ring. Who knows if there is bait? It probably is bait. And one was so tightly chained, he was completely unable to move. So he's looking at a 4 to 10 year sentence for this. And, you know, it's just, it's one of those dog fighting cases. And to me, that's every dog mom's worst fear. Like I'm sure everybody's animals are their babies, you know, they're members of the family. So the fact that they could be kidnapped and end up in somebody like Casey Kidd's hands is absolutely disturbing. It's so disturbing. And it makes me so, so angry. Like I can't even imagine if your dog was returned to you and you found out what had happened. So yeah, we're going to be in court. We're going to be in court. We're going to be on the side of the dog. And we've been to cases before where, you know, if it's a domestic abuse situation and a dog was abused, that, you know, the abused with, or like the dog owner is so happy to see us. So following these cases is so important. It is so imperative to bring it out, to bring awareness, and to be there for these people who went through this. Because if that happened to my dog, I might be in jail. You know what I mean?
They're our furry loved ones. You know, we protect them. They're protectors. So, you know, hearing all these horrific horror stories out there, it's so mind-blowing, Gina. And it's like, how can anybody do that? I mean, to a human, an animal, anything, you know, and it doesn't make sense. What kind of world do we live in? So we have to fight back. We have to step up to the plate and get these laws tougher and stiffer penalties and everything, and quit giving them slaps on the wrist, because that makes them do it more. It doesn't wake them up, you know. So we have to band together, everyone. All lives matter, including all the animals. You know, so their lives matter too, because we're all on this earth temporarily, and none of us get excluded. Okay, so we got to make the best of it. It's not like we'll die and come back next week. It's not going to happen, and neither are they. So we got to let them have their comfortable lives. You know, that's the main thing. You know, live in peace and comfort and treated with dignity and respect. You know, all of us humans like to be treated with dignity and respect. We don't want to be abused and neglected. You know, it's terrible what's going on out there. And if we look at it in this radio platform, so, you know, that's what, 412 shows this evening, Gina, and I'm going to keep going, okay? I'm not going to give up because over 9 years now and all the information. There's a lot of stuff that I had all these guests talking. I didn't know what was even going on. I knew it was bad out there, but not this bad. But when I seen the victories come, I did, you know, do the victory dance, because I know that takes teamwork. Yeah. It takes teamwork, everyone. You know, hey, the more of us come together, the stronger and better we become. And, you know, our voices do matter, because we, the people, do have some power now. If there's enough of us, and once we hit the politicians and take action, hey, there's the key right there. You know, email your politicians, you know, your legislators. Let's get the ball rolling from every angle, because, you know, there's so much going on. You know, you look at all these shows, 412, and I, you know, on this platform, it's staying up for all of them, you know, one way or another. So that, what does that tell you? There's a lot of issues out there that need attention, put in the spotlight. Be a positive light, everyone, in such a very dark world out there, okay? Be a positive.
They don't have voices. We have to be their voices.
That's right. That's right. Be a hero for the animals, not a zero for the animals, and do nothing, okay?
Yeah.
Because it means so much. You know,
the
animals, you know, really thank us for their better lives in the future. They can't, I mean, you're not going to tell us, but we're going to know, because we fought hard for them, and we're seeing them have better lives and living comfortably in peace and quiet. So, you know, make that change and do something. And I've had some of them Facebook friends contact me and say, well, I've never contacted my legislator or I don't even know who they are, you know, I've never written a letter. I said, it's never too late. Let me help you. Okay. Let me show you how to do it. Because, you know, it's because that's important. It's another one coming on board and saying, admitting it, I've never done anything and I want to start. Okay. So that was so meaningful then, you know, when that happens every once in a while. And I look and I tell them, I said, you know something, your voice matters. So don't ever sit back and ignore it or look the other way, because your voice matters. Every effort out there, matters. So please do something, because when all of us add up together, we are strong. Okay. And hitting those laws and everything, getting with our politicians, that's teamwork right from the beginning. Even if you're a creator of a law, okay, it takes teamwork all the way and not just halfway. You can't give up. Be relentless and optimistic, you know, so, and don't give up, please.
And it's a tough uphill battle, you know, because there's people like us, and we need to stick together, absolutely, all of us.
That's
do.
Right.
But there's evil people out there, like the case with Eric Civella, who just hit our desk too. He's 36 years old, and he was charged with abusing a puppy to inflict domestic violence toward his partner. So I mean, that takes it to another level. Like he's torturing this girl's puppy to inflict upon her violence. I mean, that's like, it's awful. So right now this guy, Eric, is allegedly facing one felony count of torturing a domestic animal with the intent to threaten, coerce, or control a victim, as well as one misdemeanor animal cruelty charge. So I feel like that's important, because that's a rare count that we see as far as the intent to threaten, coerce, or control a victim. Oh, I heard the ding dong. If you want to take a call or two, I can come back to this.
I think it is a ding dong that's calling in. Because I know this number is Mama Cat. And I'm just kidding, Mama Cat.
Yeah.
Mama Cat. That's my tag team. I can always kid with her, you know. You're awesome, Mama Cat. She's a former guest, Gina. And plus,
her. I've heard her on your show. We love Mama Cat, right?
Did I ever talk to you before, Gina? I think I did.
Yes, you have. Yeah.
I was wondering if you ever checked into a more spread out Pause for Laws group.
It's kind of like, no, awesome, like so awesome. Like it's been discussed, like definitely. I mean, we kind of focus on the ones that we can go to court for. And like a big part of what we do is protesting in person, showing up in front of the judges and the prosecutors in our own area. But I mean, if we could help somebody like make a Laws for Pause chapter somewhere else, like, I mean, I feel like that would be huge. Like that would be amazing. But we definitely like, you know, go to Detroit, Flint, local here, like wherever, you know, showing up is a big part of it. But I absolutely love the idea of branching out and changing national legislation as well, instead of the state, you know, absolutely, absolutely.
And, you know, you were saying how the laws were the same since 1930. When I was growing up, my mom and dad raised rabbits for somebody. I was really, really young. I don't remember all the ins and outs of it. But they raised white rabbits 2 months before Easter every year. Every year. And it was extra money, you know. We had 7 kids and blah, blah, blah. So we found out, we always thought that they were Easter, you know, back then. Whatever. It wasn't as knowingly what was going on. But we always thought they were for Easter presents, you know, for kids. People always gave away bunnies, which I don't agree with, but they did. And they found out they were using them for experiments.
No.
Oh my God.
What?
My mother was so, I can't say the word what she was, but she was it. Oh my goodness.
Picking up
what
you're putting down.
And they tore up, they had a contract, of course, because they supplied the male and female, and then we raised the babies. and they tore up the contract, and it was a big deal. And they won in court because they lied to them. They didn't tell them that that's what they were doing with them. I mean, they led them to believe that they were Easter bunnies, you know? I mean, it's been going on for so long. When they people were up in arms about rabbits, so they moved on to something else. They did mice and rats and then rabbits and then, you know, dog. I don't know if they use cats. I'm sure they do somewhere, but, you know, when they get up in arms about the beagles up there in Michigan, they just moved on to somewhere else. And it's just we have to do something more federally. And I can't believe that there isn't any kind of legislation for that, you know, federally across the board.
Yeah, I agree. Whoa. I agree completely.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah,
I mean,
my
I
mom
like
was
that really needs to happen.
The rabbit thing, really, you know.
Wow, it is sickening. I mean, it's so mind blowing what's going on, and you just want to reach out and say, "Please, everyone, let's get rid of this." I'm just, you know, it's terrible.
You know, and that's the thing. My mom was a major reason that I'm so animal loving. She was an animal, still is, animal lover, and taught me, you know, all of us kids. And so to witness something like that so young, I think that maybe left a pretty good impression on my mind as to, you know, standing up for that.
Yep. Mm. And you're doing a great job, Mama Cat. Keep it up.
Oh, thank you.
She's more task with me, Gina. You know, we're tag teams, and she helps out so much. And she's amazing, too, you know. All of you are. Yeah, and Mama Cat,
Heck
I got
yeah.
another call here. Stay on air, okay?
Okay. Yep.
Erico 248, you're live and on the air. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Caring for Animals. Go ahead. You got any comments or questions for the guests? Gina. Go ahead.
Who's that? Who's that?
Hello? Can you hear me? Wait a minute.
I can hear
what
you.
Am I thinking? Can you hear me? I think the audio just dropped. Just call. Can you? Yeah, go ahead. You have any comments or questions for the guest?
Oh no, I think the call may have gotten disconnected.
I think
the
so.
The 248 number makes me think
yeah,
I know who it might
in.
Have been calling in, but okay, yeah, hopefully they'll call back in.
Yeah, area code 248, please call back in. Okay. Okay, Mama Cat.
Yeah.
Meow. She's Mama Cat, Mama Deer, Mama Raccoon. She has all these names. Mama Dog.
I'm getting the raccoon food ready right now. They'll be here as soon as it starts to get dark.
Are you going to send me some more pictures?
I will. They come to my window every single night.
And they look in?
They reach right on in. It's like, hello, we're out here.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
You know?
I ran out of Pop-Tarts last week, and they were very upset with me.
Pop-Tarts. Okay, here we go. Erico 248 is back. Go right ahead. I'm sorry you got the audio dropped, but go ahead. Do you have any comments or questions for the guests?
I'm a protester with Gina.
All right.
Yay!
Yay! Happy dance.
Benda.
Hey!
And I do, you know, I protest with them. I mean, it's stupid on how people treat animals anymore up here.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, like, you know, we've done so much, and then I've also done stuff with, like, against Detroit Animal Control. And, I mean, it's just everything. It's just such a mess up here.
That's people terrible.
Who will just drive down the street and let a dog out or a puppy.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
zero.
And we fight.
Yeah, Todd here, he's been protesting since before I even moved to Michigan. Todd's like a force. Like, he's been fighting for the animals of Detroit. And he actually, I wasn't able to make it at a protest. What was it, just like this past weekend? It was in Detroit. It was against, you know, Mayor Dugan is the mayor of Detroit. And the dog situation is out of control. So he actually participated in a protest really recently. And it was great. You know, I heard it went really well, and I'm so sorry I couldn't make it. But, I heard it went well and that, you know, you guys had your signs and you had a decent amount of people and you're spreading the word against, like, Mayor Dugan needs to wake up with the dog problem in Detroit. Like, Detroit is out of control. So I'm so glad you were able to make it, Todd. Like, you're such an asset to Laws for Paws. I mean, you're such an asset before Laws for Paws was even a thing. I mean, you're awesome, dude. So thank you, Todd, for everything you do.
Yeah, because, hey, bringing the negative into the positive, it can be done. But it's taking action to get that, you know, done. Because these animals deserve so much better from all angles out there, you know. And their victories, yeah, you know, they don't happen overnight. And we have to work harder and get more testicles the faster we all come together and team up. Okay, and stronger we become, yeah, the faster the changes. So we can't, you know, all you're doing, Laws for Paws, you're not giving up. You're being relentless and proactive and keeping it together and fighting. That's what it takes. Don't give up.
Give up, and please. And networking, getting more people involved in this fight. You know, getting our rank, like getting more people on the front lines fighting these things, showing up to court cases, participating in protests, even if you're just writing a letter, even if you don't write a letter and you just like and share these cases to bring awareness so that somebody may like wake up and be like, wow. Because, I mean, I personally had an epiphany moment once I moved out here. You know, it was the Gilchrist case for me, the veterinarian. And, you know, I just moved here and I heard about it and I was like, I need to do something about this. And then I was able to network. And Debbie, I called your show before I even knew about Laws for Paws. I called your show and I was like, what do I do? And I remember your advice to me was to reach out in the community, find out who's available that I can stand beside and fight with. And that's so
right.
Huge. And I just want to continue to spread that message. And I thank you, Mama Bear, so much for encouraging
me. Hey, Mama Bear does care now,
okay?
Mama Bear does care.
Yeah.
That's why I'm on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I appreciate all of you, what you guys are doing. Looking forward to have you in 2024. Because I remember that show about the veterinarian. It was terrible. I seen the video. That poor dog. Oh, my goodness. And it wasn't right. And he's out there dealing with the public. You know, it's no excuse to say, oh, he's a veterinarian. It's okay for him to do that. No, it's not.
Yep.
You know, but ladies, I'm down a couple minutes here. Gina, I want to thank you so much for coming on air tonight. And Brenda, what you're doing, you two are amazing what you're doing. And keep it up, you know, and Mama Cat, love all your support to my tag team. You know, you're awesome. Meow. And we're all a big team together. That's Mama Cat. But anyway, thank you all you listeners out there. Give a big shout out to my mother, Pat, a.k.a. Moose. She's tuning in this evening. Love you, Mom. Beautiful woman inside and out. And next week, it's going to be Community Cats United with Beth Frank, the founder. So,
really?
Mama Cat, that's in your neighborhood. Yes.
Yeah.
And I know you're going to be joining in, too. I hadn't had her on in a while, but looking forward to having her back on air. And remember, everyone, Tuesday the 26th, I'm going to be interviewed by All About Animals Radio, 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And once it's going to be pre-recorded, and then once it's published, I'll be going to YouTube, and I'll be blasting it all over the place, okay? So please give us all your support and getting the word out there, all right? And then the show is on every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, 4 o'clock Pacific. And you also call in from Skype, same number every week, 310-982-4270, everyone. So you know, be a part of the solutions out there, not the ongoing problems, because your voices and actions really do matter. You know, don't look the other way. Don't kick the animals to the curb and say, no, I'm not going to do it. Hey, please do something, because it does, can help make changes, positive changes in this world for them. Because there's some wicked and evil people out there, and we have to fight them. And we have to fight and stand up for the animals and say, hey, we're not going to tolerate that. There's zero tolerance for the animal cruelty, okay? So, but anyway, thank you all for tuning in. And hope you join in next week with Beth Frank from Community Cats United. And I know Mama Cat's going to be part of that too. And
I'll be there.
And that's it. Mama Cat, you go ahead. We're ready to rock and roll. Go ahead. Paw in hand.
United we stand against all animal cruelty and neglect across the land. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Bye, Gina. Bye, Brenda.
Bye, Gina. Bye, Brenda.
Bye,
Mama Cat. Bye, my mom. Bye, my beautiful mother listening. Thank you. My tag team.
Bye, Mom.
Mama Bear's got to go.
You rock, you rock.